Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Weekly Planet podcast, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, also Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. Welcome back, Mason.
Thank you.
How's your holiday going?
Really great.
You're a real prick, you know that?
I know. I'm aware. The emails have been coming through.
good.
I was called a son of a bitch a lot the
last
episode.
Yes,
fair. That,
for somebody's birthday treat, I believe.
That's the one, yeah.
Was to insult you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to help.
Oh, good. Now, you have some news, is that right? You've done some research.
I'm pregnant. Oh, you mean actual? Well, I haven't done any research. I read a thing on the internet.
Good, that's what I want.
This is probably in your list of news anyway.
Wow, let's see.
Well, I was going to say that there was an interview with Zack Snyder recently.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that.
Speaking of all things 300 and yeah. Zack Snyder and yeah. et cetera, that somebody did an interview with him about various things, and they mentioned Watchmen, and he said, well, chiefly I did Watchmen to save it from the Terry Gilliams of the world.
I just put this in before you came over.
I think that is going to enrage people. Has it enraged
people? Well, no, it hasn't, because there's actually, he said that in reaction to something else. Joel Silver, the producer, he did V for Vendetta and a bunch of other stuff.
One of the Batman films?
Probably.
Forever? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
Doesn't
we could look it up, but we don't do that.
Not worth it.
But so basically, he said that his version, which was made by Terry Gilliam, was much, much better, and that Zack Snyder was too much of a slave to the material. Even though he did say he liked that version, but he said he was too slavish to that.
Sure.
So
he said he was too Slavish.
Yes, he did
like
say that also.
That weird Eastern European place.
That's right.
Shout outs to Slavistan.
Slovenians?
If you're listening. Yeah, those guys.
Slovenatonians.
Mm, those are the ones.
Well, look, we can judge this, though, because I've worked out a way to judge it. I have his ending to the movie and how that was going to run.
I'm ready.
Now, Terry Gilliam, as you may be aware, I'm not a fan of.
I'm also not a fan. No, absolutely
I know
not.
He's got some good movies, but I think what tipped us over the edge was the time we watched Brazil.
It was, yes.
Which is a lot of people's favourite movies.
Of all time, yeah.
But it's nonsense.
And it's horrendously produced.
And it's, yes.
You might say that that's not his fault, that's the producer's fault. But it is his fault, because he watched the movie before he put it out. You know? Yeah, but there's elements in that film which are just, like, first year film school, like, defects that they should have ironed out.
Are you talking that the ending was a dream?
Well, the ending was a dream. Spoiler alert, guys, if you haven't seen Brazil, but it's decades old at this point. But, you know, elements where there's a scene set in a frozen room.
Right.
And somebody runs through the room and bumps their head on all the icicles that are coming down from the ceiling, which are clearly made of rubber. There's elements like that. There's, you know, there'll be a vehicle blocking a road and then it'll cut to a different angle and the vehicle's been moved to a different angle and nobody...
There's that weird samurai fight.
There's just the samurai fight. There's the part where a guy leaps out of a building and then he wasn't wearing a hat. Then all of a sudden he's wearing a hat.
Okay, just, yeah, stuff
and
like
you
that.
You can't blame all these on, well, it's the director's vision.
Yeah,
you know,
fair point.
And also it makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, apparently, what's that time... One's really good.
Time Bandits is apparently good. Really I enjoyed good. The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed 12 Monkeys.
I did 12 Monkeys.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay,
but,
yeah. Okay, I think it's just Brazil that I
mixed
hate.
Mixed bag. I think he gets a free pass, essentially, because he was part of Monty Python.
Yeah.
And, you know, they essentially could do no wrong, but it's not a good film. I don't know why people love it. I guess maybe at the time that was the first...
Movie.
Yeah, it was the very first movie ever made, and certainly it was the very first sci-fi film that was about, you know, bureaucracy gone mad. This, you know... Incredible satire of that.
It was like a parody or a satire of 1984, but isn't 1984 itself a
satire? That's a satire, sure, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, but there were not enough men with wings.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
actually, that's a common complaint uh-huh. of that book and movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess The link between Gilliam and Snyder is not just Watchmen. I guess it's also... Because Sucker Punch had, like, robot samurai and weird dream sequences that were unnecessary and it was a terrible film. So I guess there's the link. Two terrible films.
All right, well, I can tell you his ending to the film.
I'm ready.
Okay, so let's get ready to judge.
Mm-hmm.
And from a non-filmmaker's standpoint,
okay,
and just criticise people who create.
Fantastic, I'm ready for that. It's what the internet was made for. Let's do
it. That's right. Okay, so basically the Ozymandias character convinces Dr. Manhattan to go back in time and stop himself from being created, so there will be no Dr. Manhattan, and hence no, and then that would kind of halt the rest of the superheroes existing.
Okay, sure.
So there would be no superpowered being anymore, because he's the only superpowered being.
Yes. Well, there's a couple of psychics in the comics, but it's all very vague.
It's all vague, yeah. Okay, and that's not it though.
Yep, I'm ready.
This is my favorite scene.
Okay, I'm ready. I think I know where this is going to go, but...
In the vortex that was created after what occurred, the characters from Watchmen only became comic book characters. So the three characters that are left, Rorschach, Night Owl, and Silk Spectre, they're suddenly standing in Times Square, and there's a kid reading a comic book, and the comic book's got them on it. And he says, "Hey, you're just like in my comic book," because they became comic book characters.
Awful.
And he also says, "It was very smart, it was very articulate, and it really gave you a very satisfying resolution to the story."
Incorrect. All of those are incorrect. That's Gilliam's ending, was it?
Yeah.
That's no. I imagine if that were to come to print, people would be like, "Oh, he's such a visionary. He's, you know, he's bent genres and he's broken down barriers." But that's just terrible.
Well, people on comic book movie when this went up weren't a fan. People liked the Watchmen movie.
Yeah, I do.
Even though they changed the squid ending to the other ending, I like it. I think it works really, really well. I think it's probably Zack Snyder's best film.
I'd say so too, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And he also thinks that as well, actually.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Good thinking, Zack Snyder. You've got the right opinion for a change, mate.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. We'll come back to Zack Snyder later.
Please.
Even though he didn't direct 300, Rise of a...
He may as well have.
Yeah. He may as bloody well have.
Mm-hmm.
There was that weird samurai fight.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, in a dream. Okay, so let's go from the top then. New news.
Uh-huh.
New news?
New news, yeah.
Okay, now, did you watch the new Transformers trailer? I know that because you just watched it then.
Immediately, but I watched it before that.
Yeah,
I've done my research.
I know. Yeah. I would never be one to criticise you not to do that.
Thank you.
Even though I criticise you for that every week.
And rightly so.
So what did you think of the new trailer? We've seen the Super Bowl clip, but this is something else.
Yep, they finally put cartoon Optimus Prime truck in the film.
I was happy
momentarily.
With that. Do you know the reason why they didn't put him in the other ones?
Supposedly because, like, dimensionally, he wouldn't be big enough.
Yeah.
Forgetting that he's got a trailer. If they just put a trailer on the back, heaps of room. Also, you know what you can put in the back of a truck trailer? Lots of stuff.
A couch.
Couch, certainly. Yep.
A chair.
Heaps of LPs. Like a milk crate filled with LPs.
Anything you want.
Anything you want, exactly.
Within reason.
Optimus Prime, you could have fit it in there.
Yeah. Well, also, the thing is, because it's CGI, you're not building a real thing. So you can make his dimensions bigger when he transforms. Transformers?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
When he transforms into a truck.
Yeah.
But also, the first film features a gigantic cube that can be compacted down into a tiny little cube. So who's he fooling, really? Come on, Michael Bay. But I don't know. There were a lot of long establishing shots in the first Transformers where they're all driving down a highway, all the good guys.
Yeah.
And Optimus Prime still looks like a teeny little truck.
Okay, yeah.
You should have put that trailer on. Would have looked much more impressive.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Does he have the trailer at all in those movies?
He has it in 2 and 3.
Okay.
Like, momentarily, he carries it. It's got guns and stuff in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'd go back and check, but I never will.
No, don't.
Yeah. I'm not going to subject myself to
that.
But
yeah, he's going to be the old-style truck for a minute.
Yeah.
And then he's going to... Well, we won't actually see him transform out of that mode into robot mode. He'll just explode out of the barn.
Okay, yeah. Mm. Now, it's also going with the whole, which happened in Transformers 3. We don't need Transformers anymore! We don't need Transformers to save us from evil robots!
It kind of looks like they do, though.
I know, yeah.
Spoiler alert, but it's definitely... They're going to need those Transformers.
You better believe it.
Who was the villain? Do we know?
Kelsey Grammer.
No, but besides that...
Kelsey Grammer is the villain.
Do you mean in real life?
Yes. No, in the movie, Kelsey Grammer is the villain.
But who's the robot villain?
Oh, I think it's Galvatron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean Megatron died in 3? Because I have no
idea. I can't remember. I know he died at the end of 1.
Uh-huh.
And then he got his face smashed at the end of 2.
Uh-huh.
After coming back.
Yeah.
And then at the end of 3, a building fell over and there was a snake.
But that solves all my questions. That answers all my questions there. It's either going to be Galvatron or Shockwave, I guess.
Okay.
Whichever one in the cartoons had a gun coming out of his face, which is neither of them. I don't know. I mean, it may as well be Galvatron.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they going to bring in Unicron then?
Oh,
that'd maybe be all cool. That maybe that fleet of ships is Unicron.
Yeah,
because it's not going to make any less sense than any other.
True. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Do you think they'll do a big city destroying thing again?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
What have they got left?
Nothing.
No.
What do you think about Grimlock coming back in? I mean, we spoke about that briefly, but Optimus Prime hits him right in the face.
That's
what I think happens. I think Optimus Prime goes to look for him, and he's an ancient Transformer that's been there for ages,
uh-huh.
And he's. You know how all of them are in stasis?
Yeah, yeah.
For periods of time. Mm-hmm. And I think he must find him, and then Grimlock attacks, and then he's like, help me, Grimlock! Grimlock's like, I will! Let's do it.
Yep.
So that's what I think.
He's my two-headed bird friend.
Or enemy?
Maybe. Frenemy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Also, it's also got that thing in trailers that I love, which I think is the new brum, where it stutters to a stop. It goes...
Yep, that's a good... Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put that in so people know what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah, it's so, yeah. As well, yeah.
I mean, we're going to see it, aren't we?
Yeah, okay.
And we're looking forward to it.
Nope.
People don't like it when I pay out on the Transformers movies. No, that's not true. Most people like it. Some people don't.
Some people are...
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I think they're...
Are they people that grew up on Transformers? Because I grew up on Transformers, but I will happily reign on this parade. So, you know.
Would you like to see a movie that's just set on Cybertron? Not made by Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Me too. I like those games. Fall of Cybertron and the other one.
I can't believe it's not War for Cybertron.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Both of them, you played those?
Yes.
Yeah, they're good. Second one's better. But still, there you go. All right, Mason, moving along. Terminator 5.
Okay.
It's coming along nicely. Schwarzenegger says it's an amazing script, and he's never lied to us before.
That's very true.
But, so of course he's going to say
Kindergarten Cop. Last Action Hero.
He said he didn't have a tumor. But then he didn't? Or
no,
he did?
Definitely didn't. He didn't.
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so Last Action Hero. People look back on that movie now and say it was way ahead of its time.
No.
Just no? All right.
Yeah, sometimes I just put my foot down. I don't need a reason. Look in your hearts, you'll know that I'm right.
Now, apparently this new film is going to reset the timeline. We've talked about this before, but it's going to revisit specific scenes from the first two movies. Mostly the first one.
RoboCop versus the Terminator star.
I really hope so. If you haven't seen, please go watch the RoboCop versus Terminator. No. What's the worst RoboCop story? That's the video on my YouTube channel. If you haven't checked it out, go and check it out. That is the best Terminator RoboCop story you'll ever read. Or
I think
see.
So.
Mm. Yeah. Don't read the comic. Or do. Doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. Mm. Check it out. But basically, one of the scenes is apparently the killing spree, the Sarah Connor killing spree, where he systematically goes through the phone book.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Another one is a scene with the iguana. Remember Pugsley the iguana?
Not really.
Remember Sarah Connor had an iguana? Or a friend had an iguana?
Was it when they're ready to go out? They're going to go out to the club?
Yeah, to the club.
I have no memory of that.
The club's called Tech Noir.
Tech Noir, yeah.
And apparently the other scene where John Connor's foster parents are killed.
Yeah, sure.
Stabbed right through the face.
I remember that.
Here's a question for you.
Uh-huh.
If a Terminator can only travel through time because they've got their skin covered in human flesh.
Yes.
I'm sure this has been addressed, and I know people have asked this question before. How does a T-1000 go back in time?
Liquid metal.
Oh. But that is that the same as human skin?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. If it's going to revisit some scenes, is it going to reboot the continuity within the continuity?
Okay, you know what I mean?
Are they going to go back in time and the Terminators or whatever going to go back in time and reinsert themselves into the pre-existing continuity?
I think that's how it's going to work,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's going to confuse
Schwarzenegger's
people.
Role is...
Specifically dumb people.
Schwarzenegger's role, though, apparently is going to be that of, like, old Spock in the new Star Trek films. Where he's like...
He's going to guide the young Terminators.
Yes.
The Terminator, you know, is going to kill a Sarah Connor and be like, wasn't the right Sarah Connor. And then he looks up into the sky and old T-800 Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to sort of appear in the clouds.
Like Mufasa?
Yeah, and give him advice. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Just like believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Get back out there.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, great.
Easy 9mm, he'll probably
say.
Yeah,
he would say that. Yeah, that's probably the most important gun.
Yeah.
I'm still yet to find somebody I want to show Terminator 1 and 2 who haven't seen them. So that second movie blows their mind when it turns out Schwarzenegger's not the villain. Because they spoiled all that in the promos, but somebody didn't know that.
Magic moment.
Face melting.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Or a complete anticlimax. And you'd be like, see, look, right? And they'd be like, do you want to get lunch or something? I'm like,
yeah. All right. Avengers 2 news, Mason.
Good.
Scarlett Johansson is pregnant with a baby, a human baby.
Okay, cool.
You cool with that?
Wait, am I the father? Did this?
It's unlikely.
Are you springing this on me?
I have. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
But basically, so all her scenes, she's playing a big role in the movie. It's being pushed
a
forward.
A very big role.
Very
I made
good.
The pregnant belly motion there.
They're being pushed up to April, because she's due in August. So get them out of the way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Mm. So that's changed the filming somewhat. But, you know, I said this in my video, I think on Sunday, that, what is it? Penelope Cruz was pregnant during the Pirates 4, and her sister just stood in, and then it was fine, because they looked, like, identical.
Does Scarlett Johansson have a sister?
Yes.
That looks identical?
No, she's got a sister that looks like Penelope Cruz.
Oh, that'll sort it then, yeah. Good.
So, yeah, there you go. Did you watch the new
season? And she's got that sister that looks kind of like Johnny Depp, so... Let's make a new franchise, guys. We can do it.
Did you watch the new Sin City trailer?
No.
Ah, there's a new Sin City trailer.
Okay.
Do you want to watch it now?
Is it pretty much exactly like the old Sin City trailer?
It looks exactly the same, yeah.
Does it look kind of like they filmed them at the same time?
It does look like that, and I think that's a really fair achievement, because I think often, it's been 9 years, by the way. It's been 9 years since the last one. 2005, if you can believe that.
Mm.
Believe it, though.
I will.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you could.
I understand the passage of time.
Good, good. But basically, it looks identical, because a lot of times when they do this, you know, and I said this again in my video on Sunday, you know the Lord of the Rings films?
Yes.
And the Hobbit films look very different, I think.
Uh-huh.
Set in the same universe, but there's a weird... I don't know, I just think they don't mesh.
Uh-huh. Is that because technology's moved on?
Yes.
Is that weird frames per second issue?
It's I think it's more the technology thing. I think there's less sets this time.
Right.
It does everything kind of look shinier. Kind of. And a lot of the stuff seems to be as well. That a lot of there was a lot more location shooting in the last one. Like they'd go to a real forest.
Right.
Because I remember there's a scene in the new one where they're in a forest or whatever. I can't remember. But basically, I remember that week later, I saw the end of the first one. Fellowship of the Ring, when they have that big fight scene in the forest and all the orcs are running through, and it's clearly a real forest, and it looks amazing because it's a real forest.
But the hobbits are not that. It
doesn't
CGI
seem
forest.
To be a lot of it, no.
Okay.
There's some of it, but nowhere near as
but
much.
But Sin City looks pretty much... Well, because I guess Sin City was all
it's
CGI
all,
from
the... Exactly. It's all green screen, blue screen, or whatever. So there you go. But no, it looks exactly the same. Bruce Willis is back.
Okay.
I knew he was back, but I didn't know in what capacity. I think he's like a voiceover ghost.
Well, there's going to be a lot of voiceover ghosts, right? Marv's back.
Yeah, but I think Marv's story is set in the past.
Okay, then. Good.
Yeah. Well, what's your favourite Sin City story from the last Sin City movie?
You're probably Marv.
Oh, really?
He leaps out that window.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
I like the yellow bastard one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Everyone's got favourites.
They sure do. We've discovered a couple today, haven't we?
We sure have.
Email in. Tell us your favourites.
Don't.
No, do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us one of the three.
One of the three stories. Just say one, two, or three. We'll figure it out.
We will. Yeah, yeah. Now, I have a grievance to air.
Towards me?
No.
Okay.
It's not personal in any way.
I think it might be. I think the undercurrent will be aggressive towards me.
It could spiral towards
me.
Yes.
I'm gonna find an undercurrent of aggression towards me, whatever this is.
You know, last week, though. Oh, yeah. You're probably right. You know, last week or the week before, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, we're talking about too many clips, too many spoilers.
Yeah, sure.
You said that specifically.
I did, yeah. Too many clips and spoilers.
So get ready for this.
Ugh.
Well, basically, there's a whole lot of footage came online this week, and I'm not going to spoil a lot of it, but it's way too much. For example, I know exactly how many minutes. This isn't even footage. Mark Webb, the director, revealed this. I know how many minutes the Rhino is in Spider-Man 2.
Oh,
I'm not going to spoil it for you, but now I know that. And I'm like, I didn't really need to know the exact minutes he's there.
No, exactly.
So,
because you know exactly, you go, well, okay... If it's, you know, 9 minutes, we're at the 8 minute mark, Spider-Man is definitely going to have to pull something out of his spidey boots.
Spider hat.
His spider hat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's,
I don't know.
That's
man.
Annoying. That's way too much information.
It's way too much. Yeah, I read that and I've gone, this is ridiculous. And the hat, I said this last time, same thing with the last movie. It was something like 45 minutes of footage was released that somebody edited together.
Right.
There's so much going on here and I've seen most of it, but just hold something back, you know?
I will.
Like, people will see it. It's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, you know, make of that what you will.
Mm.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Was there enough undercurrent of aggression towards you during that?
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, no, it's fine.
Sam Raimi's production company, Ghost House Pictures.
Yep.
His company, another company, which I can't remember.
It should be called Raiming It Down Your Throat. I'll think of another one as you talk.
Good.
I'll ignore whatever you're saying.
Okay,
snooze.
Gotcha. Just jump
give
in.
You a blank look.
Gotcha.
And, yep, okay.
They're going to make The Last of Us movie.
Oh, okay, sure. Are they going to get Ellen Page?
Well, I hope so. No, I doubt it. Ellen Page, what is she, 27 now? 27, 28?
Something like that.
Yeah. Though she still passed for young.
Yeah.
But she wasn't in The Last of Us game.
That's true, yeah. Exactly that's, like... She was in Beyond Two Souls.
Which is apparently not good.
I've heard good things.
I've heard not good.
Wow.
I've heard it's like an interactive movie that's not that interactive.
I love those things, though.
Really?
No.
Did you like Heavy Rain?
No.
Do you like Rain?
Jason. That's my Heavy Rain impression.
I haven't played it.
Doesn't matter.
I remember I saw the trailer. Not trailer. I saw the review and it's like, it starts off pretty slow and he's brushing his teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not playing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to swing from a thing and kick a guy in the face. I can brush my teeth in real life if I choose to, which I do not.
That's right.
So, yeah. The guy who was the director or art director or director of some description, story director.
Uh-huh.
Director. He's going to write the script for Last of Us. He did it for the video game. Same guy. So there you go.
Okay.
I hope they get Josh Brolin. Because that's who he's based off, really, the look is anyway. So yeah, I don't see why Josh Brolin wouldn't do it. He did Old Boy, so you know.
Yeah, and he'll do anything. He'll do anything for a sweet paycheck. Yeah, Jonah Hex, yeah.
And that George Bush movie that probably came way too soon.
Yeah.
I think it came out when he was still in office.
No, but nobody would care now.
Nah. Mm. It's not a great movie either.
Singing in the Rain, brackets E. That's his musical production company.
Very good.
But I don't think Ellen Page would do it because they used her likeness without her permission.
Yeah, and she was kind of annoyed by that.
Yeah, but rightly so.
I think they did apologise, though, to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should get together all the animated characters that are clearly based on real people, like the Ben Affleck character from Final Fantasy and Ellen Page, and make a movie about them.
Good. Like a kind of Wreck-It Ralph kind of style movie.
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you worried that the Fantastic Four movie was not going to be grounded in reality enough?
Worried, certainly a word that some people use. Unconcerned?
Sure.
At all?
You are concerned?
No,
or
I'm not concerned.
Okay, good. No, well, Miles Teller, who's playing Mr. Fantastic, as we spoke about, controversial casting choice. Because, you know, it's apparently it's all based on the Ultimate Fantastic Four, which I haven't read. Have you read that?
Yeah, but they are young. They're a lot younger.
That's right. Is that the best way to go, though?
Why not?
Okay.
Last couple of times haven't worked out too well, so whatever.
No,
just throw anything at the wall, see what sticks. You know?
That's it. Mm. Well, Miles Teller said this: when I read the script, I didn't feel like I was reading this larger than life, incredible superhero tale. So he didn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
These are very human people that end up having to become, I guess, what is known as the Fantastic Four.
It's a really odd way of phrasing any of that.
Wouldn't you rather? I want a larger than life, incredible story superhero tale. I don't want a family that's like, I don't know about this. Mm. We're grounded in reality. Our personal problems are more important than whatever's coming to destroy us.
Mm.
I don't care about your personal problems.
Galactus.
Yeah.
Big purple man. Big metal swoopy bits on his helmet.
Sometimes a cloud.
Sometimes a cloud. Either of those is fine.
So, yeah, what do you think of that? Fox. Fox are doing it. We're doing X-Men. They love grounding things in reality, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah.
It's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Next.
I got my Watchmen news, but we covered that.
Mm.
So, Mason, I think we may have come to the end of the news this week.
Oh.
And hence the end of the show.
I hope it's the end of news forever. No, I don't. I love news.
Cool. Well, look, we are going to talk about the Arkham Origins game as well. Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight.
Mm.
But before that, we are going to talk also about 300, Rise of an Empire.
Fantastic. What I like to think of is the first in the series of the Nick Mason Forced to See It film festival. The seeing it under duress cinematic extravaganza.
But you enjoy...
Here's to many more.
But you enjoy shelling out your own money for movies you don't want to see, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I do love that. You're right. You got me again.
It's in the spirit of the festival.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. No refunds.
No refunds. Now, this is at, it's not a sequel, is it? It's a prequel,
sidequel
sort of sequel. Because it kind of... It covers before to after.
If there was a news article that came up on comicbookmovie.com, our favorite comicbookmovie.com website, that revealed that this was all just offcuts from the first 300 stapled together, wake up Ron Burgundy style, and then they just CG'd over the top just to finish it, would you be surprised?
No.
Exactly.
What? So I take it you're a massive fan.
Yeah, absolutely. As I was of the... we should mention at the start of this, spoilers. Spoilers galore. But at the same time, there's no way to spoil this film, ultimately.
If you've seen the first one especially.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly just...
But it's the absolute stereotypical sword and sandals kind of film. There's no surprises, right?
No.
Nothing springs out at you and goes, wow, I can't believe they did that.
I didn't feel... I mean, I think in my review I just said it's okay. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
I've forgotten a lot of it. I had to write a lot of stuff down because normally I could just talk about it. But I saw this on Thursday
It's all gone out of your head.
Yeah. I just don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, so I guess, was it better than the first?
did you rewatch the
I was going to, but I didn't. Uh-huh. No.
Well, what do you remember of it?
Well, I remember there being tension before uh-huh. each battle.
Yes.
And them going into their first battle in particular, they'd come across the immortals who'd hung all those guys to the tree.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of going up against these mythical warriors and they're outnumbered and whatever. And every battle brought something new. Mm-hmm. But these are the battles, not to discredit them, they're fine. It's just ships crashing into each
other. There's a lot of ships crashing into each other. I'm like, I wonder if in this next battle, there'll be a different way of ships crashing into each other, but there wasn't. Cinematically, I remember 300, like from a cinematography perspective,
yeah.
like brought some new things to the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the first one had kind of that kind of, you know, somebody runs in a battle and then everything slows down a lot and then it speeds up again and then yeah. it slows down and then he kills a guy and then it's slow. There's a lot of that again.
Yeah.
But what I think is, because originally in the first 300, as I remember it, Zack Snyder had some sort of hand-cranked camera.
Okay, yeah.
And he can't, so he could control that manually and it had a very kind of, you could see all the detail and quite good. I think what's happened between the first 300 and the new 300 is there's some sort of Adobe After Effects plugin is being made for it now.
Yeah.
And you just push a button and it slows time to whatever you want and then it speeds it up. And then you just CGI over the top.
Yeah.
Like that, in the first battle we see where they do that, you got your main characters. It's the Mysticles and Artemisia are the two main characters. For the purposes of this discussion, I'm going to call them Theo and Eva Green because it's just easy to pronounce and remember.
Yeah.
So in the first battle, Theo's fighting these guys, right? And you see him, the camera slows down and he does all his action and he flips a guy over his back. Like, I think every element of that was computer generated.
They
just had him run across something and bob up and down a bit. And they CGI'd like some Persians over the top of him because it doesn't look...
No, it doesn't. It certainly doesn't look as good. I know people say it matches the visual style of the first one.
I don't think it really does.
I don't think it does. I think it's got a really weird dark blue filter as well.
Mm.
I think I said this in my review, but there's a bit in the first one where they watch all the ships crash and it's raining
uh-huh.
and it's dark and it's blue. That's what this whole movie looks like.
Yes. Mm, you're right.
So, you know, what did you think of the new guy though, Theo?
He's no Jerry Butler, is he?
No, he's not.
He's no good time party guy.
His
beard isn't as full.
Certainly not.
But I think Jerry Butler's beard is comically full. Like, if you look back, like, there's some brief clips of him in this new one, and it's ridiculously full.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. It's very Spartan to have an amazing beard.
Mm.
Go hard or go home, I say.
That's right.
With his beard.
Mm.
But,
beard certainly isn't Spartan.
No.
The opposite of that.
He's an Australian actor.
Yes.
I saw it with my brother, and as soon as he started talking, my brother turns to me and goes, "Oh, Jesus. It's fucking Australian." Because I don't know about you, but I can hear an Australian accent.
Immediately.
I can hear an Australian accent doing an American accent.
Yes.
And I could not hear that.
That's fair.
And maybe
true.
That's different if you're from overseas.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
No, you can pick it straight away.
Yeah.
It's not. It's and really distracting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It's like, that's why I find the second two Star Wars prequels really distracting because they're filmed in Australia and there's a lot of accents that I can tell are Australians and a lot of people I've seen pop up in Australian soap operas and whatever.
Sure.
I'm like, that's that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was in the TV show Water Rats.
Yes, exactly.
You know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So it draws me right out. That being said, I think he did an okay job.
Yeah.
I think the action scene, especially in the last battle, mm-hmm. he's got a really good kind of one-shot moment, I think, where he kills a lot of guys and it's
kind
of
cool. That was quite good, yeah.
But yeah, he's certainly, no, you're right, he's no Jerry Butler.
There was a lot of, especially in that final battle, there's a lot of, and I thought we were beyond this in action films, there's a lot of 5-frame cuts or whatever it is, you know, couple of frames, switch angles, couple of frames.
Yeah,
switch angles.
Yeah.
I thought we were over that. Did 300 do that? Or did 300 have any long shots?
I think it had more long shots than that.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, it feels like a cheaper film. Just production-wise, it does. It must have been cheaper, right?
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
No, 300 was only like $65 million to make.
Hmm.
But I feel like they built more sets for this than they did 300, but it still didn't look as good.
Speaking of Australian soap actors.
Always.
And this will only be relevant to our two Australians.
Except for Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't pick his accent.
Well, Silas, Theo's best friend.
Yes,
yeah, he's played by Callum Mulvey, who Australian listeners will know. And if you want to look this up, American listeners, he plays Drazik in a 1990s like teen soap opera called Heartbreak High, which was like, you know, teens having teen problems. He was the bad boy.
Yeah.
And he brings that bad boy flair and style to
this
film.
He sure does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Did you They're obviously not as fit looking as the other guys as well.
Uh-huh, sure.
I know Sullivan Stapleton said he lost a lot of weight for it, but they didn't want him to bulk up because when you see the Spartans in it, they're much noticeably bigger than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I think that brought something to the last film, having so many muscular men, which sounds ridiculous. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it brought a particular thing to that movie, like that sense of camaraderie and battle and friendship. And they're all in this together and they've all been trained the exactly same way. And this one, they're kind of like a ragtag. They're kind of like, I don't know, it's just not, I didn't find that whole
thing. But then again, the A-team aren't all equally bulky, are they?
That's true.
When you think about it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm actually complaining about here. I think it's just the sense of camaraderie between the men is not there, and the individuality between them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, apparently when you get shot with an arrow, you live for a really, really long time.
You live ages, ages and ages.
You can go all the way back to Persia.
Long enough to have a little speech. Get it settled in a comfy bed, you know.
You know what bit I thought was really funny?
Yes.
I can't remember what exactly he said, but as the Drazik was dying, you know, got hit with the arrow, and he comes in, and he whispers something.
He's like, "Rack off." Yeah. That's the common 1990s, like Australian swear.
Yeah.
Rack off. If you go to
TV swear. Yeah. Nobody actually used it.
Go to YouTube, look up Heartbreak High, Rack Off. You'll find a compilation of all the Rack Offs.
It's like 4 minutes of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Please do that. I enjoy it.
Do it.
That's a little slice of Australian culture for our American listeners.
And Icelandians.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
And Sloveniarchians.
Yeah, all those guys, yeah.
All those guys.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, he goes, "Come here on a taste," and he whispers to him. And then the son goes to him, "What did my dad say to you? And he goes, "Don't worry, I'll tell you later." Uh-huh. And then just before the battle, he goes, "Your dad said that you're a pretty good bloke." And I'm like, you could have just told him that.
Could have said that, yeah.
And it wasn't that. It was something else, but it was something so inconsequential. It wasn't like, here's some this is where you really come from, or don't forget to whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, you're pretty great.
Uh-huh. I like to think it was what Scarlett Johansson whispered to Bill Murray at the end of Lost in Translation. Or the other way around, doesn't it?
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Pretty good. Okay, so Xerxes.
Yes.
This is based on...
the graphic novel that's
hasn't come out yet. Okay, is it finished? Do we even know?
I don't think it's finished,
Probably not finished.
Well, I'm assuming it's going to come out now around the time that the threequel to this is going to come out. Because it ended very abruptly.
That's true.
This movie.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make another one. Mm. Go on, sorry.
I was going to say, the transformation of Xerxes to... the golden god that he is.
Yeah.
Is that a metaphor?
I don't know. Because that part, the Queen Gorgo, played by Lena Headey, is telling that story.
Yes.
So are they embellishing on it? Did he really become a 9-foot giant man? I don't know.
Mm. It's a really good question. Because he goes mad and he goes into the desert.
Yeah.
And then is him stepping into the pool intended to be a metaphor for years and years of training and... you know, learning of the ways of war and leadership, and then he emerges as the golden man? Or does he just go into the pool and magic happens, like you see on the back of, like, camper vans and stuff, like the sticker that says magic happens, and then he just emerges as the golden god instantly? Because if so, why doesn't he just get all his troops to go into the pool? You would think that would be a good solution.
That would be pretty good.
That would be all 8 feet tall invincible men.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
No.
Is he really giant? Because that's the thing I was unsure of going in. Because in the first one, all the magical elements are put there because David Wenham is telling the story.
Right, they're embellishments, sure.
Who is barely used in this movie as well.
But he keeps that great voice.
He does.
He?
"Hello, I'm David Wenham." Is that close?
That's really good. I thought he was in the room with us.
Also, he should watch his eye socket because it's constantly bleeding.
That's a really good point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But, I don't know. Like, is it... So, in this, I was like, what's the magical elements here, and what's magic and what's not?
Mm. Well, because it's called Rise of an Empire.
Yeah.
My assumption was going to be we would see more of the rise of an empire, which we really didn't.
No.
We had the Greek Empire, already established. We had the Persian Empire, already established. Which empire rose? No.
Empire Records, the movie.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sure was.
Open till midnight.
That's right.
Do
you like Eva Green?
Yes.
Were you going to say something?
I was going to say surprise Eva Green. I did not know she was going to be in there.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
Yeah, no, she was great, I thought.
Yeah.
She definitely was the most interesting new character to bring
in.
Because every other character that was interesting was from the original movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when the Hunchback comes in, I'm like, oh, cool, I remember him.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it.
Old Hunchy Magoo, he's back for another piece of the pie.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's...
Do you think, because Eva Green gets her boobs out, spoiler alert... Right, like we get boobs like 20 seconds into the movie.
Yeah, straight away.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's because, Like, they were like, okay, the producers were like, okay, Eva Green, can you get your boobs out for this film? And yeah. She's like, is it essential to the story? And they're like, not really, but they're great. And she was like, okay, but as long as I'm not the only one, because I look like a right idiot. And they're like, okay, fine, straight away. Put it in.
Let this all shut Green up.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't surprise
me. Eva Green, you've been snookered, mate. That's they tricked you.
Well, no, she doesn't mind going nude. Yeah, that's actually good point, yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
But it's estimated that it's earned between Friday and Sunday in the US about $45
million. Uh-huh. How much did it cost to make?
$42 million. I don't know. But, so if that's in the first 3 days, it's going to make its money back, which means there'll probably be another one. Because it just kind of ends where Eva Green is killed.
Yep.
And she's like, you got me, Stapleton. Or, what would they call him again?
Theo.
Theo
and Eva Green.
And then Xerxes is like, son of a bitch. And then the movie ends.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know what I've got here, though? I've got questions for Mason.
Yes.
I wrote a list of questions that I don't know the answer to that I wanted to put to you.
Okay. I'm going to head you off when a man and a woman love each other very much. I gotcha. No, give
Do they have to love each other?
Not really.
Can it be forced together in a relationship?
Yeah, it could be an accident.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, what are your questions?
All right. Does riding a horse into a sea battle put you at an advantage or disadvantage?
Well, the thing about horses is they really love getting, like, lots of wooden splinters in them. So if you're riding it, like, directly at a big wooden ship that's exploding, they love that. They really get into it.
And they love jumping into a water, deep water, and then being able to leap out really easily.
Yeah, horses love leaping out. Horses have a natural buoyancy at about probably, like, 6 feet underwater. Like, they achieve a natural, like, a neutral buoyancy, and then they can just leap out of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm, that's science for you.
Did you like all the inspiring speeches about freedom and honour?
You know what? In the cinema, he gets to the midpoint of that speech, and in my head I went, freedom! There'll be freedom! And then he said freedom, and I high-fived myself. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They were not great speeches, were they?
No.
No.
And there was a lot of them.
Yeah. What do you think when people, you know, when somebody gets to the end of a speech and everybody goes, rah, what are they actually saying? What do you say to be part of that?
I'm really into this.
Oh, you say actually.
This
words.
Is a moment we're all agreeing with what you're saying.
Oh, that makes sense.
But everybody's saying it a different way, so it just sounds like, And one guy's probably like, I'm actually against this, but you can't.
I'm a conscientious objector. I'm against war. Can I get a shirt, please? I'd like a shirt. It's cold out.
It's real cold. Mm. We're near the beach and it's windy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be near the beach when it's windy. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've been paying now on this movie. It's fine though, right? Well, it's terrible. I thought it was okay.
I think that if we can't come to a consensus on whether it was good or bad, like if we're right on the line, it's bad.
Okay, fair enough. I got more questions though.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you like the ship that was filled with tar?
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Should ships...
I love stuff filled with tar.
Good.
Roads.
Cigarettes.
Trucks that are making roads.
Cancerous lungs.
Yes. Squeeze them out like a sponge.
The tar baby from the Brer Rabbit storybook.
Yes.
That's really racist.
Some sort of tar monster.
Yes. Should...
The guitar as an instrument. You know? All those things. I love them. Don't question me about...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You love tar.
Yeah.
Should ships have railings?
Yes.
Not a single ship had a single railing.
No, they had the rope. They had that bit of rope.
Yeah, it's not enough.
You're right.
If you crash into another ship and you're holding a rope with one end... Guess what? You're going in.
How did they fall for it? Because remember, the Greeks are headed towards the Persian ship, and they're like, "We'll do this sweet ramming the ship thing we did last time." And they're just heading along, and then another Persian ship just gets right up in their grill, you know, from the side. How did they not see that coming?
I don't know. I also don't understand.
It's like they had camera perspective. They could only see exactly what was coming down the camera lens.
I also
there's like 100 of them. You know, just get one person to look left. Just one person.
Any of them?
Yeah, any of them.
But they don't have railings. So
not,
you can
David,
see right.
Not David Wenham.
No,
he's only got one eye, and it's his right eye. So don't get him to look left.
But also, like, if you're holding on, you know the bit where they circled the ships?
Yes.
And then the ships come over the wave, and they're, like, bearing down on them like it's a hill?
Yes.
Like, was that a wave or a hill in the water? Because it wasn't moving.
It was that natural buoyancy. Because Persian ships achieve a natural buoyancy at about, like, 8 to 10 feet under the water.
Okay.
So they can just jump out.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, like going over a hill.
Did you like the bit where the guy was kicked in the chest, like the first movie?
Yes, I did. That is classic 300.
When Drazik, the second-in-command guy,
yes,
was spotted as a spy and leapt into the water, did he swim all the way back to Greece?
I like to think that he was in the water and he was swimming for a bit and he got real tired and then he saw like a Nazi submarine that was just floating on the top of it, and he just grabbed onto the periscope and that got him all the way back to Greece.
Well, that makes sense.
Because why would that submerge?
That's why would it? That's a really long swim though. Even if they were near the shore, which yes. they weren't, mm-hmm. that's a really yep. long swim.
For the record, listeners, I know that sort of submarine is mostly not submerged. So don't email me and be all like, well, he would have been fine because it probably would have submerged. I know. We're talking about 300 here. Don't muddy the issue.
You brought it up.
I did, didn't I?
You're muddying the issue.
Yes.
You and your love of tar and mud. Mm-hmm. Why did people... This happened twice in the movie. Why do people take their helmets off in the middle of a battle?
It's a dumb move, isn't it?
Yep.
We see how effective helmets are right at the start.
Clangs him right in the head!
Deflects all sorts of arrows.
Yeah! Mm. Why do both leaders, especially Theo, agree to meet with the opposite leader when she's known to be the worst person in the world? Why would he go to her ship?
Because they got the chemistry. Didn't you see that?
Yeah.
You could very easily recut some of that. Not as a film, but like as a trailer, like as a wacky rom-com trailer.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's probably happened already.
I'm sure it has. Yeah, Speaking of, did you enjoy the weird sex fight scene?
Yes. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Okay, how about this one? Why did the Spartans in the first movie insist that no one in Greece wanted to help them, but it appears like everybody in Greece wanted to help them?
Oh, like at the end when all the Greeks helped them.
Even before that, because during the 300 battle,
yeah,
the Greeks were doing other things and the Spartans were like, we've been abandoned. Like, you haven't been abandoned. You chose to do this. And the other guys are fighting another battle, arguably a more important battle, because you lost anyway, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, some people look at that weird passive-aggressive kind of, guess I'll just clean the house myself, because nobody else is going to do it. Just ask me to clean the house. I'll do it. I'll help you out. Just ask.
Is that a personal grievance?
No, but I'm just saying, that's hypothetical grievance. All I'm saying is, guys, you can ask for help.
Because, yeah, exactly. And then at the end when they're like, we're all for Greece and Sparta or whatever. And then at the end they're like, or during it, they're like, come and help us, Spartans. And they're like, nah, you guys are dickheads. Like, I thought, don't you have a common purpose?
Yeah.
Here?
Persian killing.
Mm. All right. Also, why was Theo surprised when the 300 were killed? When they found out that they didn't live? That was a given that they were not going to survive.
There's not a lot of them. There was only 300. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they weren't just like, well, yeah, that's, I mean, they did better than we expected.
Yeah, but, boy, you know, I don't know. Because you're buying into that's buying into the magic of the movies.
Sure, I guess, you know, it is.
They're like, well, they're undefeatable.
I have one more question. I'm ready. I think it's the best question.
Yep.
Did you enjoy the CGI puma? The bit, it was next to Xerxes, and it was a weird CGI puma.
I didn't even notice it. I'll be honest with you.
Must have blended in so well.
Yeah, I think
that you
so.
Didn't even notice.
Well, that's what they do. They camouflage, right?
Yeah.
They camouflage into tarry environments, you know?
It was a weird... It looked weird.
Okay,
It looked real weird.
No memory of that at all.
But you know what? I think I've just come to this conclusion now. If the first 300 didn't exist, this movie would make zero sense. You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And people wouldn't be...
That's your cycle. That's your... It's your Lion King... 2.5? Which one was that?
I think that's the third movie, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's called The Lion King There and Back Again.
Okay.
So, yeah. There you go. Mm. General consensus, Mason.
Worst movie ever. Sorry, guys.
Worst movie ever. I think people genuinely seem to be liking it.
Yeah.
But I think it's just okay. Mm. But of course, that doesn't apply here.
I know, rules are rules.
It's the worst movie ever.
Arbitrary rules that we invented. have to be it. Yeah. Worst movie ever.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, Mason,
yes?
Let's move on from 300
okay.
to Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay.
Announced just this week.
Yes.
Long time coming. Rumors and speculation coming for years about this.
Not game. Arkham World.
No.
Interestingly.
Though yeah. It could very well be. Mm-hmm. It may as well be that because really... Giant map.
Yeah.
Which I'll get to. This is the last game in the Arkham series.
Okay.
The capping off the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though there's 4 games.
Done
one's an origin. The Rocksteady one.
Yes.
Put it that way. What did you think of the trailer? Bearing in mind it was probably all CGI. Also, I hate all CGI trailers in video games because they don't show us anything and they don't mean anything. But this one I don't mind. That being said, in the last one where they had the CGI trailer where he fights Deathstroke... in the shipping container yard,
uh-huh.
has nothing to do with anything. And everything he does in that trailer, you cannot do in the game. And Deathstroke also shoots a crane, and that doesn't help him. Not Deathstroke, Deadshot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that has nothing to do with anything. Great CGI trailer. Didn't mean anything.
Yes. I think it's disappointing now that they have to put, like, underneath actual in-game footage when it's actual in-game footage.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Well, look, it's next-gen, so even if this is CGI, which it probably is, I'm okay with it. Because...
Yeah, if it's gonna be Xbox One, PS4,
yeah.
then that...
PC.
Yeah, they're capable of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're yet to see what they're fully capable of. This is my reason for now for getting a PS4.
Yeah.
I've been holding off. I'm like, no point in me getting one yet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going
to
push me.
I had zero interest. Titanfall maybe would have gotten me to buy one. But
What are you leaning towards?
Well, I've got a 360 now.
Yeah. But the PS4 plays 360 games, though.
That's not true. That's a trick. You've tried to trick me. You know what? The Xbox One has that always-on internet feature.
Yeah.
Which I don't care for.
Yeah.
It's got, you know... I don't know. There's some very creepy features in the Xbox One.
Some of them they have retracted.
Well,
I don't know which
that's what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, they're talking about gaming features of the Xbox One where, you know, you'd be playing a multiplayer game and the Kinect sensor and the camera are seeing all the players and they can tell if one player isn't engaged as much and then they can give them more bonuses and stuff like that.
So you could see it, they're just going,
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a tactic.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, you know, technologically that's amazing.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, I think that's creepy.
I cover all my cameras. Well, I used to, I don't have a webcam, but yeah. I'd cover
bit
them with a bit of tape or something.
Good idea, yeah.
No one's going to see anything. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I'm not up to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like the idea of people looking at me.
You just want to make your pipe bombs in secret.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe PS4 is, I think, what I'm saying.
That's what I'm
because I don't
towards,
want to
yeah.
descend into a 1984 Big Brother. World of surveillance and darkness.
But you know what though, people, and it's probably more the generation under us.
Uh-huh.
I seem to be more okay with it than we are,
uh-huh.
and the older generation.
That is because they're idiots.
You know what? I don't believe in that whole the next generation is dumber than the last. I think every generation gets better than the last one,
uh-huh.
except for the World War II generation, which was clearly better than the baby boomers,
right?
Because they're a bunch of fuckwits. But not true.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly true.
Mostly true. Yeah.
But So yeah, I mean.
Where were we going?
I don't
that's
know.
Right, Arkham Knight trailer.
I've always been a PS2. I got a PS2.
Yep.
I didn't have a PS1. And then I loved God of War. That's why I got a PS3. and then went off the God of War games and stayed
Uncharted.
And stayed for Uncharted and Last of Us, which is again why I'm getting a PS4 mm-hmm. for that reason.
Or maybe I'll switch.
Yeah,
I'll switch to PS4.
I'd love to play Titanfall, and mm-hmm. I'd love to go back and play Gears of War and Halo and all that.
Yeah.
Which I only played a little bit of. But yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Arkham Knight, thing yeah. that is. I don't know. It looks great.
Yeah.
But again, as you pointed out, none of that potentially is in-game footage.
No.
That's all.
But because they've proven themselves, though, I'm okay with
it. Yeah, I trust whatever they're going to put out, yeah. I guess. Yeah. We know the Scarecrow's the villain in this?
Yes. Well, one of. I think that's probably a misdirect.
Really?
I think there's something else
going on. I feel that... Well, he wants everybody to leave the city for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some kind of... Yeah, I think he put bombs or gas
right.
or something.
Because if you recall in Arkham City... There is the Scarecrow's secret in Arkham City is he's got a shipping container
yeah.
filled with bugs that are filled
with mad.
We talked
a lot about shipping
we have,
containers.
Yeah, heaps. We love them. I'd live in one if I could. But, you know, with the madness toxin in them.
Yeah.
So my assumption with this sequel was he was going to release them on Gotham.
Yeah.
And everybody was going to go insane. But I guess that's not the issue here. If he wants everybody out...
What's he going to do, Mason?
Do you think there has to be a Joker has to come back, right?
Well, possibly, yeah. Well, they got Troy Baker, who voiced the Joker in the last one. He's voicing Two-Face.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a chance that he could be voicing the Joker in this. I'd be happy if they just didn't put the Joker in, though.
Right.
He's been the villain now in every game.
Uh-huh.
And he's been great in every game.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But then again, Batman's been the hero in every game.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think shake up the formula, I say.
Some people are upset, though, that it isn't next gen. Are you okay with that? That it is only next gen, sorry, and PC.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah,
me too.
I mean, there's a moment to move on.
Yeah,
the next gen systems are much cheaper now than they have ever been.
They were so expensive
when
PS3
or whatever came out. They were like $900, and these are.
It was insane.
Four or five or something like
that. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I'm okay with this.
Me too. Because you get the games that straddle the generations,
mm-hmm.
and. Especially the ones that go up to the next generation aren't that big of... There's not that much difference. Like the Assassin's Creed Black Flag, for example, is pretty much identical.
Uh-huh.
So this one, it allows for a more open world, more people on the screen, more whatever.
How big is this world?
Well, like I am going to get to that, but I can't remember. I've written down a bunch of stuff.
Okay,
I can just take you through it.
Okay, just in
or
order.
I can skip around.
No, don't. It'll confuse us both. Okay. Don't do that.
Okay, so I can tell you about the storyline.
Okay.
Okay, the game's main storyline is set 1 year after 2011's Batman Arkham City.
But it's been many years.
Yeah.
I'm upset with that. It should be the exact amount of years that have passed.
Real time.
Yes, thank you.
And follows Batman at the peak of his ability as he confronts the supervillain Scarecrow, who has returned to Gotham City to unite Batman's enemies in a plot to finally kill the Dark Knight.
Ooh.
It says that Scarecrow's created a new strain of his fear toxin and has planted bombs across the city. There you go. Hmm. Forcing a citywide evacuation. Only criminals remain in the city, which would...
Wait a second. They've done it again.
You hate that?
I hate it. Leave some people in the city.
There'll be people in the city.
No, I mean all the people.
Okay.
Set it at night. That's fine. That's when Batman does his best work. But do it Grand Theft Auto style or prototype or whatever. I want to see people in the city. Because otherwise it's just a big empty box.
Fair point.
Yeah.
But they do a big empty box better than the Arkham Origins one. Arkham Origins was a real big empty box.
It was very empty, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be still people around. You come across the occasional political prisoner in the last one, remember?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, Batman, help, I'm a Batman. What am I doing in this here, Batman? It says that Commissioner Gordon and the Gotham City Police are overwhelmed, and the other villains that are linked up are Penguin, Two-Face, Harley Quinn. So there you go. What I do like about that, though, it says... Batman in his peak abilities.
Mm.
So it's not young, inexperienced Batman. It's not old, broken Batman. It's like Batman.
The Batman you want to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
And the Batman that should be in every movie. Just show me peak ability Batman. Mm. I don't need young Batman or old Batman. I want peak ability Batman.
Yes.
Mm. Don't need to make him relatable.
No,
you know, like, oh, he's just like me. He's not getting it right. He's not like me. He shouldn't be anything like me.
Mm.
So peak ability's great.
If it was anything like us, the city would be doomed.
Big empty sandbox.
Yep.
Doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Many gadgets and gameplay elements from the game's return, including grapple gun, line launcher, and batarangs, and also the countering system.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And detective vision.
I'm familiar with it.
Also, you can now quickfire gadgets from midair.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
That I'm not coordinated enough. I think I've reached the level of coordination, like my peak.
This is it?
Yeah, this is it.
I think mine is, my game coordination is slipping because I play less.
Right.
So whenever I get back, I'm like, I have to relearn everything. So right. Bloody hell. Better than those bloody baby boomers though, aren't they? Dickheads. Pack of dickheads.
Yeah.
Batman's suit is upgraded in the game.
It looks great. The suit looks great. Yeah, yeah.
Now he starts.
It's got that some sort of armored layer.
Yeah, yeah. Because he starts with the old one. And he counts the new one. And he's got the big. He's got longer ears as well.
Ooh.
Reminisce of Batman Forever.
Great.
The best Batman.
Yes.
I think Batman Forever is better than Batman Begins. Kevin Smith actually just said it recently, but I think I thought that before.
Batman Forever, the one with the Riddler in it.
Yeah.
With Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And what's her face?
Yep.
Hmm.
I think it's better.
There you go.
The Batman second Batman movie isn't even about Batman.
Yeah.
It's about a weird penguin and a cat and a big rubber duck. It's crap.
You said Batman Begins, though.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I meant Batman Returns.
Wow, okay.
Redacted.
I should have left that.
People are flipping out.
Mm.
God, yeah, Jesus. No, that's not true at all.
Okay, let's move on with our lives.
Arkham Knight introduces the Fear Takedown, where Batman can subdue up to 3 enemies simultaneously as long as he's undetected.
Ooh.
As well as multiple great takedowns. Not just great takedowns.
He's always had some great takedowns.
From a great and familiar faces return, as I've mentioned. And there's a new villain though called Kevin Conroy's back.
Good.
Which is great. This is what he's been working on. Remember he revealed a little bit back. He's like, yeah, I'm working on the new Arkham game.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you? And he's like, no.
Right.
But new villain called Arkham Knight. Did you hear about this?
No.
So basically he's like a militarized version of Batman. Remember how we said a few weeks back? Batman doesn't have a
reverse Batman.
This is the reverse Batman. He's got the A logo on his chest from the Arkham.
Yeah, okay.
And there's like a silhouette kind of picture of him.
Ooh.
So what do you think of that, Mason?
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, do that.
Continue talking.
They will.
Are we going to resolve? Are they going to attempt to resolve a lot of the side quest bits and pieces from
like all that Riddler crap?
The Riddler crap, certainly. We'll finally get a chance to pulp him. I hope there's just a scene where you just pulp the Riddler.
You can pulp him in the last one if you do all the riddles. But I started to do it, and then and there's so many, and I went, you know what, not worth it. I looked it up on YouTube, and I'm glad I didn't do it.
Great. But, you know, like, we see Azrael. We see the Order of Sainted Dumas and all that sort of stuff.
Yep, yep.
We never...
You see some Robin.
You see some
sweet Robin action.
You see, we see Hush.
Oh, yeah. Hush is rumored in this as well.
I don't want Hush to be in it.
You hate Hush, don't you?
It was the worst part of Hush. When you think
you
about
just,
it.
You were just saying that before because you just read the Batman 52.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert. Let's not spoil any of those.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
That you say... You think Hush and the Court of Owls suffers from the same...
There's an issue there.
Yeah.
Which makes Hush a bad villain, but...
is it the bandages?
Yeah, it's the bandages. Yeah, that's it.
I knew it.
Well, that is the Arkham Knight.
That's Arkham Knight, yeah.
All right. I take it or leave it.
Sure.
Yep.
The city. Now, the island, it's made up of 3 islands, 5 times the size of Arkham City.
Uh-huh.
And they say it's not so much about scale as it is detail.
Okay.
I want to make it rich and full of interesting things to do. We're trying to create the biggest open world... Not, sorry. We're not trying to create the biggest open world game ever. We're trying to create a really rich, vibrant, dense open world.
Okay, I'm
Harvey
on board.
Dense.
Yeah, thank you. I'm on board with that.
Cool.
A real also, Atari environment.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm
right.
On board, yeah.
Also, the car's a big element of the game. The Batmobile.
It's drivable now,
first
right?
Drivable. Everybody's been wanting to play that.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't put it into the other ones because of restrictions they said on graphically and whatever.
Right, okay, yeah.
CPU, something. I don't understand how that works.
No.
But what they basically did, they've designed the city around the use of the car. They plonked...
They've designed a city around use of cars? Wow.
What an idea!
I know, right?
But they plonked a...
They should have built it. With accessible public transport. Batman's always getting the bus.
Yeah. They put it in the old Arkham City map.
Uh-huh.
And they found that the roads were too narrow. So they basically widened everything.
Okay.
Because the car couldn't... There's a lot of alleyways and whatever in that one. But yeah. The Batmobile is bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
Can be summoned to any location as necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It features the ability to perform jumps like a horse out of water. Speed boosts. Rotating on the spot. Like Batman Returns?
Turns.
Or Batman Begins. They're the same movie, aren't they?
Yeah. I think it was the first one. Red lifts up on the thing and...
Yeah.
Around. Yeah.
Is it? No, because he torches the Red Triangle gang with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's the second one. Okay,
I gotcha. Right.
Sorry.
Smash through objects like barricades, trees, and fires missiles that can immobilize enemies.
By killing them, presumably.
Yes.
It's what missiles do as a general rule. It looks very much like a combination of the 80s Batmobile and the Tumbler.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. It's got to be a bit of everything in it. Yeah. Do you like the look of it?
I think it should be more streamlined.
Okay, fair enough.
But whatever, if he's on some sort of war footing with all these, you know,
With the Arkham Knight.
Yeah, yeah, with the Arkham Knight. Then why not?
Yeah. At specific locations, Batman can eject from the Batmobile and immediately begin gliding.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool. Mm. And some enemies run away at the side of the vehicle, eliminating the need for Batman to fight them. And enemies attacking the car
People are afraid of cars.
Yeah. Who isn't?
It's a good point. They are dangerous.
Yeah.
Buckle up, everybody.
Enemies attacking the car can be subdued with automated taser defenses.
Ooh.
Also, Riddler trophies return, now including objectives requiring the Batmobile. So there you go.
How adorable.
It sounds like a good inclusion.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like the Riddler trophies. I know you're into them. But you know, he's like, you'll never open this cage and get the question mark. I'm like, why? Why would I do that?
I'm not on board with the Riddler trophies in Arkham City.
Yeah.
I think they were too elaborate and nonsensical.
Yeah.
But I liked in the first one where you could find like little tips of the hat and little nods to all the other characters. You know,
yeah.
you could find the Riddler's umbrellas and, you know, Prometheus's most wanted sign and all that
Prometheus
sort of stuff.
Prometheus on Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah. That's
cool.
Exactly what I'm
talking about. Yeah. Oh, great. Mm. So yeah, you're all for them returning then.
Yes.
I found all the challenges were basically there's a hatch that's open and then there's an electricity cable leading to a cage that's got a question mark in it and you got to throw a batarang through the hatch and it hits a button and then the cage opens and then you get it. And the Riddler's like, whoa, you got me.
Mm.
It's like, I didn't. Was not worth it.
Yeah, no, I don't
not
care for
worth
any of those,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, designed for whatever. Also, the buildings are made taller to accommodate the vehicle's ejection ability.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the game, Mason. That's everything we know so far. I've got every detail that you could possibly... Scour the internet. I fucking dare you. You won't find anything else.
You know what's weird is I'm not mad at that. Like, that we know details about the video game. I'm quite okay with that. But if you gave me that amount of details about a movie... I'd smash your face right now.
But these are more like, they're not so much story elements as things
that exactly,
you get.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, if people aren't mad when, like, this is the new bat suit and these are his gadgets.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I was to tell you everything that's going to happen in Batman vs. Superman, you'd be really annoyed.
Very.
That Wonder Woman breaks it up at the end.
Oh.
So, yeah.
There's going to be more villains though, right?
Probably, yeah.
I hope so.
There always is. Mm. Croc, maybe?
Maybe Croc will be back.
I like Croc. I think
Crazy Quilt, Kite Man,
TikTok,
sure.
That's not his name. Clock King?
Clock King is in a new
episode.
It was
an arrow,
Arrow,
yeah.
Mm.
And they say that, what's her name? Oh, what's her name? The girlfriend of Joker, Harley Quinn.
Yep.
Harley Quinn is going to be coming up.
In Arrow?
Yeah.
That didn't work. That didn't work in Birds of Prey, but we'll give it another shot.
Or did it really work?
No, it definitely didn't work.
But it worked.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So yeah, anything else to say before we move on?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, you are.
I'll buy an extra.
I'm buying. Yeah, exactly. You're gonna. So maybe we could play together. No multiplayer either. There you go. Caught everything.
What even multiplayer?
Nothing.
Okay. Challenge maps.
Yeah, there'll be challenge maps.
Okay, good.
With a Z. Challenge maps. Mm,
good.
All right, Mason. You know what it's time for.
What is it time for?
What are we reading?
What are we gonna read? Wow.
Your favorite segment of the show.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick us off, or do you want me to kick us off?
Well, I done read in Court of Owls. Thank you for learning that.
Okay. What,
worth
what
a
thoughts?
Read.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a very...
It kind of alters some of the... It's happy to alter a lot of the past details of Gotham City.
Yep.
But at the same time, I guess it does flesh out a lot of elements that we maybe had not heard of before. So,
yeah, that's it. Well, the Batman Zero Year.
Yeah.
That's like... That's set in the same universe.
Uh-huh.
It redoes this whole origin as well.
Uh-huh.
It redoes Year One.
Yep.
Which I think I claimed before that it was better than Year One.
You probably did. You say a lot of stuff.
I say a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know whether that's true. Mm. I flip-flop on things all the time.
Yeah, totally.
You can change your opinion. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool, Mason.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you liked it.
It was worth a worry, definitely.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
There's the story that comes after that as well, the one with the Joker. And you know, he's cut his face off. And
right.
Check that out. It's really good.
Has he had his face reattached since?
I don't think he's back. He hasn't been back yet.
Oh, interesting.
He's running about.
They'll bring him back to classic Joker.
Of course they will.
They'll have to, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Mason.
Yeah.
So.
What I'm going to read.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to watch. I've been rewatching Comedy Bang Bang. Which is super great. It's a very, for those who haven't seen it, in the US you can get it on IFC or download off the internet for nothing. It's a very surreal chat show. Featuring Scott Aukerman and Reggie Watts. And
I've heard that's really good. I always hear it advertised in podcasts that I listen to.
Get into it. It's super fun. And I've started watching Portlandia, which I've...
What's that?
It's Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein. It's a sketch comedy show set in Portland, which is... Portland, Oregon, which is also super great. So
okay.
Get into those.
All right.
That's also on IFC, I think. Doesn't matter.
The website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Continue anyway.
Well,
what have you been reading?
Well, I yesterday I caught up on every episode of True Detective, except for the one that comes out Sunday night, which is very soon.
Yep.
So I'm super pumped to see the end of that.
Absolutely.
I hope it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
It's as of so far, it's definitely one of the best television shows I've ever watched. I watched every episode in a row. And it's amazing because I'll go to a movie and be like, geez, this is long. Even though 300 was cut very, very short.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this is going for a while.
Yeah, it really did, didn't it? Yeah.
But that went for, I think it went for less than 90 minutes or around that.
Because I read your review before I went in.
Yeah.
Well,
you read it.
I watched it.
Yeah.
On the internet. Thank God I didn't have to read anything. But I watched it and you did say it ended very abruptly. And I kept crossing my fingers going, God, I hope this ends now. I hope it ends now. I hope it's still going. And it ended. Okay, great. That was abrupt, but not as abrupt as I'd hoped.
Good, really. Good, good. Mm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get into True Detective, though. If you haven't watched it, everybody's watching that show.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What's really good about it as well, the Woody Harrelson wigs. He gets thinner
as it goes on.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Like, I've really thought about that.
He's got the in-between wig.
Yes.
Like, it's great. He's got the full head in-between.
Modern-day paunch.
Yeah. Current gen.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next gen, just a bare skull.
So... What I wanted to... my brother reminded me of this last week. Mm-hmm. And I lost my mind. It's something from the 90s which I owned, which I think everybody should check out.
Okay.
It's called... It's a video board game in the vein of Nightmare. Do you remember Nightmare?
I remember Nightmare, sure.
But it's called Rap Rat.
And you're saying listeners should track that down somehow.
Yes.
They should they should both track down the board game and acquire a VCR.
Yes. And play the Rap Rat video board game. Basically, the Rap Rat...
What is this? What is this treasure hunt you've bound people to?
We can bring up anything!
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's what we read and what we're gonna read. And it covers everything. I established that in whatever episode we started this in.
Right, okay.
Right?
All right, you got me. You've trapped me in a web of logic.
So basically, it's a big wheel of cheese. The screen's filled with cheese. And as the timer goes, more cheese gets chomped away as you're trying to collect cheese and race around the board. And every now and then, Rap Rat will pop out of the center of the cheese. And he's like a little puppet, little rubber rat puppet. And he raps and gives you instructions.
Are they educational raps?
No.
They're fun raps.
Mason, I've got a clip here that you can watch. And I'm also going to put it up for the listeners.
Okay, great.
It's ready to go. Get your headphones on.
Oh, Jesus. It's the worst thing you've ever done.
And that's saying something.
Yeah,
I've brought a lot of junk to this show.
I'm ready.
He looks really annoyed, by the way, everybody.
And my headphones have unplugged again. God. All right, here we go. Here we go. A minute and a half.
The TV is on. This is the all-new video board game for children who just want to have fun. The tape is playing, so let's get ready.
I'm not liking it so far. It's,
what are you talking about?
It's filled with 90s sass. I don't like it. Oop, rules. Okay, great.
Rap Rat may pop up at any point in the game to the sound of a... When he appears and you hear the... You must stop playing at once and listen to him. If he asks you to do something, you must do it. Because he's Rap Rat and he's the boss.
Oh, you got to obey the rules of Rap Rat because he's the boss. Okay, I get it. Yeah. Oh, he's rapping. Okay, good.
I'm a rat... I'm history in the making, and all yours for the taking. I'm the talk of the town, the cold side of cool. I'm a legend in a lunchtime. I'm a once-er in a lifetime. Got an A in attitude and lots of ratitude.
Oh, I get it. He's got ratitude.
Okay. He's got ratitude.
I get it. Okay. Do I have to keep watching this?
No.
Okay, thank God. Okay, it's off. All right, well, you know what? You've proven me wrong. You really can recommend anything on this dumb segment.
You're against Rap Rat.
No.
The video board game.
Do whatever you like. Live your life, man.
Look, all I'm saying is people should go to YouTube and look up Rap Rat.
Okay.
Don't buy the video board game, but check it out. They were all the rage, mate.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of a video board game?
No.
You played Nightmare, surely.
Yes. All right, fine.
There you go. Well, I think I've derailed this segment and show.
Yes.
That being said... Let's move it along.
Okay.
Just shout-outs for this week, Mason.
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Okay. But you really like the Rap Rat bit, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably the highlight of what we've done so far in our lives.
Noah Oldberg has found...
Noah.
Hello, Noah. He says what he thinks he's found Benjamin McKenzie's home address.
Oh, this... All right, you know what? I'll reserve judgment. Hold on.
What are we verging on here? It's fine. I'll tell you what's going on. He said, should we send him a package? And is it weird that looking up the address of an actor, is it weird to, you know, to look at that, look at where
the answer is yes. I applaud your ingenuity, certainly. Let's send it to his agent's address instead.
So not harass him where he lives.
Correct.
That's a fair point. Mm. Do you think one of us, we could be in trouble with the law?
Well, we couldn't.
That's true. Should we do it? Should we say nobody send him?
I think we should do it.
We
yeah.
personally
let's
should
send
do
him.
It.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
done.
Okay, cool.
But thank you, Noah.
That's a good idea.
Going
That's
out
really
of his way.
Idea.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Would it be all right to send it to his house, though, wouldn't it?
No.
Is that not okay?
Not good at all, no.
Fair enough. Anthony Saavedra from California, he recommends, this is ties into what we read and what we're going to read, 10 Grand Comic. Michael, J. Michael Straczynski's 10 Grand Comic. It's like Constantine, even though he's never read Constantine, but he's pretty sure it's like Constantine. He didn't look it up.
That's good enough. That's good enough for me. And you know what? It's Fallout Air ethos. If not looking up anything, why would you?
Exactly.
I love it. J. Michael Straczynski. You might know from Babylon 5, your favourite TV series.
Never seen it.
Babylon 5. Crusade, the sequel to Babylon 5.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anything else?
Yeah, he's done a sort of comic book works and
okay,
stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, all right. Good. So check it out, guys.
Please do. I will.
Courtney Heck. Remember Courtney Heck?
Yes.
Yeah, friend of the show,
that
Courtney
nerd.
Heck.
Yes. I apologise.
That's fine. She's saying that she likes the shout-outs and we should continue them. Because I was like, should we keep doing the shout-outs or whatever, whatever. People bored of the shout-outs.
Yep.
She thinks chuck him at the end. And people, she said she was really happy when people were like,
it's a shame we can't chuck him at the end then. Wait, this is the end.
I've done it.
You've done it. You're a genius.
Yeah. And she also thinks that along with everybody else who emailed in, no background music. Remember that was the thing last week?
No, absolutely not.
We got a lot of responses to that saying, don't do it.
I'm glad.
So I guess we're not doing it. Mm. Also, I apologize to Courtney because I've never actually responded to an email. I just respond on this. It's a weird back and forth.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Gabe,
or give it no take.
That's right.
Jerk. You're a jerk.
I am. Gabe Viana from Florida. Can you give out a shout out to my mate Ernie? Tell him he's a real asshole.
You want to do it
together?
In unison? Yeah.
Ernie.
Hey, Ernie.
You're
a real asshole.
Also, he said that he's a punk nerd and a real prick.
Wow.
I'm
glad we called him an asshole in unison then. That felt good.
It did feel good,
didn't
it?
Yeah. If you would like us to say anything else in unison, we're happy to do it because it felt real good.
Does it have to be an insult?
No, I mean, insult's preferred, obviously.
Yeah. We'll do anything.
Yeah.
Micah B. Micah, M-A-C-A-H.
Micah.
He actually writes his own movie news for his school newspaper.
Oh.
And says he's out.
Start early. We should have. We
I
didn't,
know, right?
Though.
We didn't. And because we didn't go to the same school.
Mm. And they didn't have movies when we were growing up.
And
magic lantern shows.
That's right. And Rap Rat video board games.
Yeah, that's all we had. We made it work, though, somehow. We made our own fun.
I know, right? His primary source of news, though, is us.
It's a bad idea, but I applaud it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, get all your information from here. That's fine. Charmath Mason is starting uni this Monday. Says they listen to this podcast when they're on the bus there. So good luck. Get out there.
Yeah.
Learn.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, uni would have started, I assume.
Mm.
So just knowledge.
I love it. I love knowledge. I love people listening to things. I love buses.
Do you?
Well, they have a natural buoyancy. Like when they get in the water, like at about 12 feet, there's like a neutral buoyancy and they can just leap out of the water, which is amazing when you think about it.
Also says, if you want to read a webcomic series that'll blow your minds.
Yes.
And by blow your minds, I mean ultimately disappoint you.
Great.
Their words.
That's what I'm about.
Me and my friends wrote a comic called Chum Weju Adventures, and you can find it on our Tumblr at chumwejuadventures.tumblr.com.
Can you spell that out for me?
C-H-U-M. Mm-hmm. Dash.
Yep.
W-I-J-I.
Yep.
Dash adventures.tumblr.com.
I love it.
Haven't checked it out.
Well.
All the people that have written in this week saying, hey, check this out and whatever. I haven't actually done it. I didn't have time. I've been busy, but I'm going to do it. But I'm saying to people, I have so much faith in our listeners that.
You're just going to recommend that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, thank you.
Don't call us heroes. It's fine. I'll let society do that for us.
Here's a question for you, Mason.
I'm ready.
Jacob Chancellor's written in. Question number one. What is your opinion on the revival of ROM Space Knight?
I'm on board with ROM Space Knight.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, okay, so basically, there are these creatures called the Dire Wraiths, right?
Yeah.
And they're bad news.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Well, I'm against their revival.
Okay, they're not real, but...
Okay.
Okay, right, but in a fictional universe.
Okay.
Right. And anyway, they're going to destroy the planet of Galador. Right?
Yep.
But there's a couple of people on Galador and they're not going to stand for that. So basically they get all cyborged up and they become the Space Knights and they get out there and they kick ass.
Yeah. So we're all for this.
Yeah, they made a brief appearance in the Guardians of the Galaxy, that whole space universe.
Fantastic. Ron's perfect back. Time to bring it back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said he's taken the time to write it himself because he's an idiot, he says. I didn't say that. Not my words. I would never insult somebody. Yeah, you know would. That. So yeah.
I'm on board. Yeah. Let's cool. do it.
All right. This question's specifically for you, Mason.
Okay.
It's not good. You're not going to like this one.
I think I probably will.
That's fine. What do you think of the recent news that The Rock may be playing Green Lantern?
John Stewart Green Lantern, I guess?
I assume, yeah.
I think he's too... I think we may have mentioned this at some point in the past, but I think he's too big
yeah.
to be a normal-sized character.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, if your primary characteristic is you're physically really big.
Yeah.
I think the character you should play should be... Because there's a very limited number of people who are physically very large and also good actors. You should give them...
Give them all the roles.
Large people roles.
Yeah, yeah.
And normal people get... Not normal. That's yeah. mean. Not freakishly mutated people should be given regular roles.
Okay.
Like get a regular looking guy.
What about if we had Hal Jordan Green Lantern? Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, good point. Okay, I'm on board
good.
Now. Yeah.
He'd prefer Idris
He'd
Elba.
He'd have a glowing green horseshoe mustache. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. He would cast...
Idris Elba would be on board? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And he thinks
he'd be really good, actually.
Yeah, and he'd pull off the accent. Yeah, yeah. I think that's he's been recommended before, but because he's with Marvel doing... In Thor and
Heimdall,
Marvel.
Yeah.
We just... I don't want to say he's a waste, but it's kind of a waste.
Yeah, he just hangs... He's got half a scene in a film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a better actor than... more high profile than just that role.
But I mean, in the Thor films, he's got the massive helmet and the armor and and the white eyes, the golden eyes or what have you. So you switch him out for John Stewart.
Yeah.
Unrecognizable.
I just thought maybe there's something in the contract that says he can't.
That's actually a really
DC
point.
Thing. I don't know whether they do that.
But then we've got Deadpool and...
Oh, yeah, good point.
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
So that worked out really well.
That was with Fox, though.
I don't care.
This question is directed...
Rules are made to be broken.
They sure are.
Contracts are made to be broken.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one specifically directed at me. What's my favorite film and why?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite film...
It's The Sting.
I do love The Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that's my favorite movie?
No.
I do like The Sting.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite movie is probably Brazil.
That's not true. It's a lie, obviously.
No, look, my favorite recent-ish film... You can't really have a favorite film, right? And this changes all the time.
People like to nail that down, but I don't think you can.
Okay, this is a movie that I really, really enjoy.
Also, then you run into somebody else it's also your favorite, their film of all time, but they know a lot more about it, and you get trapped into a boring conversation about it. But if you just say, hey, I like this film, you can extricate yourself.
Yeah.
Same with, like, people get somebody will get a Batman tattoo or something like that. I love seeing people with a Batman tattoo or what have you.
Yeah.
But I would never get one because I would encounter somebody who knows a lot more about Batman than I do and I'd have to have that conversation.
And they would bail you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
To demand to know if you know enough. Yeah. You're right.
Issue numbers, years. What his secret identity is. Who knows any of these things, you know? Ugh.
My favourite recent movie is...
Which movie is the one where the Batmobile comes up on the big metal post and spins around? It's the second one.
The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Is that the one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite film is Sunshine of late.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Danny Boyle Sunshine. I love sci-fis. But then again, I don't love all sci-fis. People say, oh, but do you like this movie and this movie? Like, there's a whole lot of, like, 70s sci-fi that I haven't seen.
Uh-huh.
Like Logan's Run or whatever. I've only seen bits and pieces of.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't read even a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah.
So I guess I like sci-fi. I don't know that much about it.
Yeah.
But I think Sunshine's an amazing movie. It's got a really great international cast. Awesome attention to detail of how the ship's set up.
Uh-huh.
It kind of devolves into this horror thing at the end.
Yep.
But I still love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chris Evans. That was the first time I saw him and I went, wow, he's really amazing.
Hmm.
Even though he'd done some other stuff before, that was why when he got cast as Captain America, I went, oh yeah, that's great. You'll be fine. Because he's really good in that movie. I love Sunshine. And it's way better than Gravity.
Which is ironic because you don't love Sunshine in real life.
Nah, fuck that.
Ugh. Stay inside forever. That's your rule.
That's it.
Stay inside and watch Sunshine.
That's right.
On a Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. And it works really well in a cinema, but it tanked. And then Slumdog Millionaire, his next film came out and did really, really well.
That's right.
And that's everybody's favorite movie. And it's fine.
Mm.
But Sunshine's better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's your favorite movie? Number one, have to choose.
Oh, man. I think it's probably Ghostbusters.
Okay, yeah.
Which, you know, everything holds up in that film.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the ghostbusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the film that made me want to be funny, and arguably some might say I have achieved that in some small way.
But, is that true?
Yeah.
You wanted to be like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, absolutely. My favourite Ghostbuster.
You've modelled your look after Dan Aykroyd as well, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Years of surgery.
Surgery, wandering around with that crystal skull in my hand all the time for no reason.
Justin Hayden, mm-hmm. who you may recall, is having a baby coming
yes.
up. Yeah, mm. very exciting news. Needs a favour. Mm-hmm. Captain America, the second Captain America, is coming out on his birthday. The problem is his baby will be born about 2 days before it comes out.
Oh.
Possibly induced.
Are we going to have to take care of the baby?
That's exactly
Is this a wacky right. babysitting situation? I'm ready.
He asks us, could we explain to his wife, Stephanie? Hello, yep. Stephanie. I'm assuming she's only listening to this part.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I don't think she started yet, so I think we should.
Okay, cool. Yep. Yeah,
I'll give you a cue and then we'll go.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Why it's important for him to leave and see this movie.
Uh-huh. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie.
It's the internet's Nick Mason and James, junior editor, Mr. Sunday here. And,
poor Dave.
Listen, a magical
He should be
happened.
A responsible father and stay home with you.
Yeah, you've tricked him. You know what? It's a miracle that's happened and it's beautiful and I'm, you know, it's great. It's an amazing part of the world.
Yeah.
You're a nan and you've started a new life.
Exactly.
With a child. But that new life's never going to have like a guy with like big metal wings on his back and he can fly with the big metal wings. It's never going to have, your baby's never going to have like a big robot arm.
That's
that can
true.
Catch a shield in its hand.
Yeah.
It's never, that can come off and choke people, fly around.
That is, yeah.
Never going to have a big battleship that can also fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's never going to have Robert Redford in its life.
That's true.
I assume.
Well, he hasn't got a lot of years left in him.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Mm. So that being said, maybe just give him a couple hours.
Yeah.
To go and see the movie.
Or maybe, I mean, maybe there'll be a mums and bubs sitting.
Sure. Know, yeah, yeah. And I bet he'll do something really nice for you afterwards.
You better. You better, you son of a bitch.
Good luck to you
I don't both. Think we sold that, I'll be
no,
honest
No, we
with you.
Didn't,
no.
did we?
No.
I like the bit where you said metal wings.
Yeah, that was good.
That was
it?
Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let him out.
Yeah, come
if it's
on.
It's what he wants.
Yeah.
From what I've found with people with kids, not having kids myself, you have 10 kids, is that mm-hmm. right?
Sure, yeah.
10.
That I know about.
Up
top.
That's it.
Yeah.
But, everybody needs their time to do uh-huh. something at certain points.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure he'll allow you to escape and do whatever women do in their spare time.
Mm.
What do they do?
Shoe shopping.
Captain.
I don't want to generalize, but that's what it is.
So yeah, good luck, guys.
Mm.
Also, he said, we'd like to do a poll to name his baby.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Doesn't know the sex yet.
Okay, well then Xerxes.
Yep.
That works for either. Robin. Works
Robin.
For either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Crazy Quilt.
Yep.
Yep.
That works for
Kite
either.
Kite Man. That's gender neutral. Boy, there's a lot of options, isn't
there's
there?
There's a lot of options.
Even in this episode.
Listeners, email in.
Oh, definitely with options.
What about Galvatron?
Galvatron is great, yeah.
Do you know, I lost a bet and I have to name my first kid Concession Stand.
That's unfortunate for you.
But that same person I lost the bet to, he also lost a bet and he has to name his kid Galvatron.
Great.
That's a true story. Yeah, so there you go.
Great.
What do you think of that?
Well, okay, so Galvatron and Concession Stand are officially off limits for you guys. But look, well, I'm gonna note this down in my phone right here, and I'm gonna come up with a great list of names.
All right,
for next week.
Okay,
great, yeah,
let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Battersby Mason.
Yes,
he lives in Adelaide. He's written him before.
Mm, yeah.
He's I think one of our youngest listeners.
Mm.
You might be going to Adelaide, and he said, "Come visit."
I will.
Will you?
Maybe.
He's 14.
No, I won't then. I'm not really allowed in his schools.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So Mason won't visit. That being said,
it's not that I'm not allowed in his schools. It's just I can't read or write, and it brings up bad memories.
That's right.
You know.
So yeah, thanks, Blake.
Mm.
Good. I like Blake.
Absolutely.
Always saying nice things. Isaac Nellist. He asked about the Lego Marvel movie,
uh-huh.
Lego Marvel game. If I've played it yet, I got given a copy of Lego Marvel.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it's on PS4, which I do not own.
Oh, I see. Well,
so it was a gift, and I'm like, finally, here's your present, James.
Great. My present is to pay another $500 to play this game. Worst present ever.
So yeah, I've decided that I'm going to hang on to it.
Yeah, until Arkham Knight comes out. Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Mm, sure.
Isaac also says shout outs are cool, and he's right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Did he say cool like K-E-W-L?
Of course he did.
Wow.
Kieran Holt from the UK. Oh, thank you, Isaac. You're the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kieran Holt from the UK. He wants a shout out for replying to his last email, because I replied to him his last email.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, it was his 18th birthday last... Oh, Jesus. Did your microphone just move? And he's, 18... he was his 18th birthday last week.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Mm.
What do you reckon he's got up to?
Probably, let's see, he's in the UK.
Yeah.
So, drunken mayhem, probably.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably stolen a Bobby's hat. You know? Put that on there. That any, put it. That on his bonce.
That's
right. His head.
That's his head.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Kieran.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Trey White. Mm-hmm. He's emailed him before. Great guy. He's starting his own podcast. He's requested to join our show via Skype. The only thing is...
We're technical.
We're not
like, I'll jump right ahead. I don't care what your opinion is here, but technically we're unable. Like, well, this barely works.
That's right. Yeah.
Soon as we can, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to do it at some point, because I'm sure we're going to get, you know, people on and stuff.
Yeah.
But we barely do this.
Yes.
And this took a lot. Uh-huh. Many months of me buying microphones and going, does this work? A
lot of tears.
And all this kind of thing. So, yeah, but with his podcast, though, mm-hmm. when you do get yours up, let us know, and we'll definitely plug it 100%.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and hopefully we can get you on in the future. Mm. So, yeah, thanks, Trey. Best of luck. But it better not be better than our bloody podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a low bar, certainly, but you stay under that bar.
Ben McMillan is wondering if you can get a shout-out for him and his friends. They've got a YouTube channel, which I did actually check out. It's called Something Random Inc.
I love it.
Yeah.
Is it good fun?
It is,
Did you have good fun?
I did. Good fun. Mm. Good mix of things.
That's the best amount of fun.
Type that into the Google. Mm-hmm. I mean, into the YouTube.
Right.
And it'll get you right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I love a YouTube channel. You know that.
I do.
Yeah. Steve O'Leary from Canada. He says, hey, guys, love the show. Was wondering if I can get out to a shout-out to my friends. Wait. This is the same one. For Something Random Inc. Shout-out because it was me. Did I get the same email from two different guys saying the same YouTube channel?
That is sneaky. You know what happened there? We got Mackenzie Mustache. This is some sort of viral campaign.
Unless I've made a mistake.
I refuse to bow down to these guys. More like Nothing Random Inc.
Steve O'Leary also says, shout out because it's him.
Great. I'm on board with that. That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
I'll flip-flop.
So check out that channel, guys.
Absolutely.
Jack Sheen from Ireland. Remember him? He had minor lip surgery.
I do. How'd that go?
And you said that he might wake up as a robot cop.
I did say that.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Oh.
He's fine. He also gave us a good idea for an X-Men Days of Future Past podcast to go through all the characters and that, which we'll probably do in the future.
Love
that
it.
Are in that. Mm. So yeah, glad Jack Sheen's not dead.
I'm glad you have normal lips again.
Or maybe
whatever you wanted. Maybe you wanted special lips.
Maybe you
went in for special lips. I hope you have the special lips you wanted.
The most special lips.
Yeah, like razor lips.
Yeah.
Or laser lips.
Like a Bond villain.
Yeah, laser lips.
Yeah. Or poison lips, like from Batman and Robin.
Poison lips.
Yeah. Cool.
Best of luck with your poison lips.
Key Belling. He's an aspiring director from Brunswick East. It'd be awesome if you could give his Facebook page and YouTube channel B.EastFilms a shout out. So, aspiring film director, absolutely.
Right up
from
our
Melbourne.
Alley.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, right up our alley.
Yep.
We're both incredibly talented filmmakers.
Yeah, we are. We've seen films. How hard could it be?
I know, right?
It's just one more step.
I bet I can make something better than Brazil. Probably not. Yeah. Bet I could.
Yeah, if you could. Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when people start up stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, that's what the internet's for. It's not for complaining about things.
No,
it's for actually making
not.
Things.
That's
for
it.
Other people to complain about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's so much easier now to do things these days as well. So, mm-hmm. it's a blessing and a curse because the internet is flooded with terrible things. But every now and then, you get something. I'm assuming like B.EastFilms, which again, I haven't checked out, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. This one's from a no-name person. No name was given.
Ooh.
From Melbourne.
Mystery. So
is this you?
It could be. Let's see what it says.
They've started a podcast.
Huh.
Have you started a podcast behind my back?
Yeah, it's just, it's me making like snarky comments about this podcast during it. You get two channels, or you get two iPods or whatever, and you just play them simultaneously.
Nice.
Yeah.
As you're going, ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty much just that. Yeah.
Do you even say stuff in relation to you?
Yeah.
But like nice things or bad things?
Just all bad things.
It's all bad things. They've started a podcast called the Week to Week Podcast, and we're wondering if you could give us a shout out. Absolutely, I can.
Done.
Week to Week Podcast. They're on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Gmail. They talk about movies, music, games, and pop culture. Also from Melbourne. So if you like podcasts...
I don't.
From Melbourne.
No.
If you were to.
Oh, okay, right, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth checking out.
Definitely.
I'm sure they're probably better than ours, but they better bloody not be.
They're in for the chop. We know where they live.
Yeah, it's
Melbourne.
This is our city.
That's right.
We run this town like the crew from Entourage.
You know, it's...
You got something there that you wanted to bring up?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get any amazing tweets this week?
Let me check.
I'm sure I've missed one as well. I feel like there was one in here asking if we could do another podcast. Maybe do two a week, and I can't remember who it's from. So I'm really apologize for that person. I haven't put it in here. Said, can we do two podcasts a week? And the answer is, Probably not.
We don't have the time.
We don't, unfortunately. Because yeah. I do two videos.
Yep.
Plus the podcast. You do the podcast.
And I'm on vacation.
And he's on vacation.
Who has time, really? I have to see dumb movies about dumb Greek-Roman gladiator thing, whatever I just watched. Dumb film.
Best movie ever.
Nah.
There you go. That's the show for this week, Mason.
Fantastic. We did it again.
Now, we haven't thanked Gabriel Bruton for ages for
the
theme song.
It's fantastic every time.
I mean to thank him every week, and I don't.
Mm.
Thank you so much again.
It's probably because you're a bad person.
It's not because I'm a bad person, Mason.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't like the theme song.
Oh.
That's not true. I love it. It's the best. So, yeah. Now, guys, if you want to reach out this week... Oh, do we want to talk about Benjamin McKenzie, or do you want to give it another week's rest?
I think we'll give it one more week's
rest. I agree. Because you know why? He's been completely inactive.
At all.
Hasn't that something since, like, mid-Feb or early Feb or something like
interesting.
That?
Interesting.
So, yeah. Maybe he's growing an underground mustache like you suggested.
And then he's just going to spring it on us. That'll be great. Okay,
that's it.
We'll give it another week. We'll see what he does.
Yep.
Yeah. This is like a game of chess.
It is.
But the deadliest game of chess. And also it's on Twitter. It's got nothing to do with chess. It's like a game of chess where you harass people on the internet that are famous.
All right. So if you want to get in contact with us, Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail, Facebook, Twitter. I'll shout out anything. I might, as indicated, unless
Absolutely.
It's like something horrific.
Yeah. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Check him out.
And you're at Mr. Sunday Movies.
On Facebook and Twitter.
There you go.
And YouTube.
Ooh.
Get on the YouTube, Mason. This week I got a new video coming in, I think. It's going to be the upcoming films through the summer, the US summer and the Northern Hemisphere summer.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Absolutely, because there were some real winners in that last one. Some real great stuff.
Maybe we could do a little
including
bit.
Including 300 Rise of an Empire. You know how well that worked out.
I'm surprised you hate it as much as you do.
I thought
you'd
be more indifferent. It's fine. I am indifferent. I'm largely indifferent.
Well, then you'll love the follow-up film, 300.
Keep on hundreding.
I'm glad you were there because I just didn't have anything.
Okay, good. Well, yeah.
I'm glad you're here for this podcast.
Thank you.
You bring something.
I'm glad to be here.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See you next week.
Next. Unison.
Week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.